Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bienvenue à Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? I'm Liliana.
Et je suis Amaury. Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good, Liliana.
Okay, so today we have a great show because we're going to talk about someone that is very important in France.
And for another reason.
Why?
It's the first time we're together here.
I know.
Yeah.
Hello, Amaury. That is so cool.
Again.
Okay, so it's true. It's our first show together. And we're going to talk about this. He's a singer and he's an actor. And his name is Patrick Bruel.
You know that Patrick Bruel, at one stage in France, he was like the king of pop.
No, he was.
He was, yeah. He was so famous.
And you know, I remember when I was living in France, I was in love with him. He has like these poppy eyes. He's so cute. But anyway, his name actually is not Patrick Bruel.
That's
his
right.
name is Maurice Benguigui.
That's right, yeah, because he was born in Algeria.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a pied noir in French.
Pied noir.
And then during his career, he changed his name.
Yeah, he changed it to an artistic name.
That's right.
So as I told you, he's a singer, an actor, and now he's also a professional poker player.
That's right. He won one of the major tournaments in poker recently.
Yes, he won $900,000.
No.
Yeah, almost $1 million. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, but somehow he doesn't need that money.
I know. Well,
he has so much money from all this.
Well, what do you want me to do? We're going to call him and tell him to share the love and the money and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you like him, you should buy Entre Deux. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
He does duets with Charles Aznavour, with Alain Souchon, with like major French singers. It's really good. Okay, so what is the name of the song we're going to listen to today, Amaury?
Place des Grands Hommes. So this song is taken from his second album,
mm-hmm.
which was released in 1989. And the album is called Alors Regarde. So look, have a look.
Yeah, have a look.
And it's really the album that made him really, really famous.
That's right. Okay, so we're going to listen to the first part. And the first part is actually the chorus, okay? So let's listen to it and then we'll come back.
On s'était dit rendez-vous dans 10 ans. Même jour, même heure, même pomme. On verra quand on aura 30 ans. Les marches de la place des grands hommes.
Okay, we're back. Let's start.
Okay. On s'était dit rendez-vous dans 10 ans.
We said to have an appointment in 10 years.
Même jour.
Same day.
Même heure.
Same time.
Même pomme.
Okay, uh-huh. Here is like even apples or also apples, but that's not right, right?
No, it's because pomme is, what do you say, a nickname?
Uh-huh.
Another name to call a face in French.
So like the same faces, the same people.
Exactly, meaning. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Mm. On verra quand on aura 30 ans.
We will see when we turn 30 years, 30 years of age.
Sur les marches de la place des grands hommes.
On the steps of the, okay, here, Place des Grands Hommes. This is an actual place. It's like the plaza for big men, but it's just a name, right?
That's right, yeah. And actually, that square, that place exists, you know, that Place des mm-hmm. Grands Hommes. It's in the city of Bordeaux in France.
So it's just like a place, a square, okay?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let's listen to the first verse and we'll come back.
Le jour est venu et moi aussi. Je veux pas être le premier. Si on n'avait plus rien à se dire, ici, ici, je fais des détours dans le quartier. C'est fou ce qu'un crépuscule de printemps rappelle le même crépuscule d'il y a 10 ans. Trottoir usé par les regards baissés. Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait de ces années? J'ai pas flotté tranquille sur l'eau. J'ai pas nagé le vent dans le dos. Dernière ligne droite, la rue souffle. Combien sont là? 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Ok, we're back.
Le jour est venu et moi aussi.
The day came and me also.
It means like, moi aussi je suis venu.
Exactly. So he also came as the day arrived of the rendezvous of the appointment. He also showed up.
Mais je veux pas être le premier.
But I don't want to be the first. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to be the first to get there.
Yeah. And so we hear like the J should be like, je ne veux pas être. But we've got it the way we pronounce it. Je veux pas être.
Je veux pas être. Yeah. Because basically he just like eats or leaves out the N. Je ne veux pas.
That's right.
So it's je veux pas.
Mm-hmm. Si on n'avait plus rien à se dire, et si.
Okay. Here it says, if we have nothing to say, and if.
Yeah. So he's fearing it.
Well, of course, he's like scared. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
It already passed 10 years, right?
No, that's right. Yeah, who wouldn't be?
And then?
Je fais des détours dans le quartier.
Okay, I make detours in the area.
Mm-hmm.
He's like going and coming. He doesn't want to arrive.
Yeah, it's what happens when you don't want something to happen. You find everywhere just...
True.
C'est fou ce qu'un crépuscule de printemps...
It's amazing what a spring twilight...
...rappelle... le même crépuscule qu'il y a 10 ans.
It reminds me or recalls the same twilight that it happened 10 years ago.
Trottoir usé par les regards baissés.
Okay, sidewalks, worn eyes, downcast. Okay, here basically it's very, it's hard to translate because it's very poetic. So basically it's using that the sidewalks have been worn out by les regards. By the look, by the sights of people,
yeah.
Right?
The people who walk on that sidewalk, or maybe it's him, his looks, but he's been walking for so long.
Exactly, like he's looking down and like he already knows the place from memory. So much looking, it has worn out the sidewalk in a way.
Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait de ces années?
What have I done in these years? In 10 years? Wow, that's a lot of
We're
pressure.
We're not going to comment it.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Okay, then?
J'ai pas flotté tranquille sur l'eau.
I have not floated calmly over the water.
Je n'ai pas nagé le vent dans le dos.
I have not swum at the wind or on the wind on my back.
Yeah, so it means here, these two sentences, like, it hasn't been easy for him.
Exactly.
Mm. Dernière ligne droite, la rue Soufflot.
Here it says the last line, like the last street, it's Soufflot, the street Soufflot, right? Basically, mm-hmm. He just like looked at the street that he has to go on, okay?
Combien seront là? 4, 3, 2, 1, 0?
How many will be there? 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Like, what is he talking about there?
So how many of his friends are going to show up?
He doesn't know. Like,
yeah, because here, they said like 10 years ago, they would meet again.
Mm-hmm.
Like was things you say with your best friends. Yeah, we'll meet here the same time, same place, together
yes.
In 10 years.
It's like a reunion. So
exactly.
He's very stressed about it. Okay, next is going to be the chorus. But we're gonna listen to the next verse and then we'll come back.
J'avais eu si souvent envie d'elle. La belle Séverine me regardera-t-elle. Eric voulait explorer le subconscient. Remonte-t-il à la surface de temps en temps. J'ai un peu peur de traverser le miroir. Si j'y allais pas, je me serais trompé d'un soir. Devant une vitrine d'antiquité. J'imagine les retrouvailles de l'amitié. T'as pas changé, qu'est-ce que tu deviens? Tu t'es marié, t'as 3 gamins. T'as réussi, tu fais médecin. Et toi Pascal, tu pars toujours pour rien.
We're back.
J'avais eu si souvent envie d'elle.
I so often wanted her.
Yeah, avoir envie de... And then someone is like, it expresses the desire.
Yes, that you want someone romantically, obviously. Okay.
La belle Séverine me regardera-t-elle?
The beautiful Séverine, would she look at me? Okay, Séverine is a girl. And basically he's saying, is she gonna be interested in him? Is she gonna look at him?
His whole crush.
Yeah, high school crushes.
So, Eric voulait explorer le subconscient.
Eric wanted to explore the subconscious.
So he probably wanted to be a shrink or something.
I don't know. Mm. Maybe.
Remonte-t-il à la surface de temps en temps?
Okay, come back to the surface from time to time. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
Yeah, it must be one of his friends who's a bit not like serious. How should I say? You know, someone who's
always in the clouds. You know, the type of guy that thinks outside the box. Mm-hmm. Like he's like a philosopher and
exactly
deeper. Okay, yeah. Everybody has a friend like that.
Yeah,
everybody.
J'ai un peu peur de traverser le miroir.
I'm a little afraid to cross the mirror.
That means like to come face to face with probably
exactly,
with his
him.
Friends.
Yeah, and his friends.
Si j'y allais pas, je me serais trompé d'un soir.
If I was not going, I had the wrong night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He already has a good excuse not to go.
Exactly. He's finding like, how can I get out of this?
But devant une vitrine d'antiquité.
Faced with a showcase of antiques.
J'imagine les retrouvailles de l'amitié.
I'm remembering or I'm imagining the reunion of friendship.
T'as pas changé. Qu'est-ce que tu deviens?
You have not changed. What have you done? What have happened?
Tu t'es marié? T'as trois gamins?
Are you married? Do you have three kids?
T'as réussi? Tu fais médecin?
You did it? Are you a doctor?
Mm-hmm. Here it's not proper French. Not very good to say tu fais médecin.
Yeah, it's tu es. And here he's saying like, have you done doctor?
Yeah.
And basically it's just saying, have you become a doctor?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. Et toi, Pascal, tu te marres toujours pour rien.
Pascal, and you always, what is marrer?
It's the verb se marrer. Mm-hmm. And se marrer is to laugh out.
Okay, so Pascal and you, do you always laugh for anything or at anything or for no reason?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have again the chorus and the next verse will come back.
Allez, on s'est fait des rendez-vous dans 10 ans. Même jour, même heure, même pas. On verra quand on aura 30 ans. Sur les marches de la place des grands hommes. Toi Marco, qui ambitionnais simplement d'être heureux dans la vie. As-tu réussi ton pari? Et toi François, et toi Laurence, et toi Marion, et toi Gégé, et toi Bruno, et toi Evelyne.
Ok, let's start.
J'ai connu des marées hautes et des marées basses.
I have known high tides and low tides, which means I have had my ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Comme vous, comme vous, comme vous.
Like you, like you, like you.
J'ai rencontré des tempêtes et des bourrasques.
I met with storms and gales. This bourrasque is like...
I really like that word, like bourrasque.
Yeah, I know. This is a great way to say that some things have not turned good. Like, oh, it's like... huge. Is it like a thunderstorm?
Yeah, it's like a blast of wind. It's like really strong, strong wind.
Okay.
Yeah, almost a thunderstorm.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
And again, comme vous, comme vous, comme
like
vous.
Like you, like you, like you.
Chaque amour morte à une nouvelle a fait place.
Each dead love to a new place. Okay, this is hard to translate.
It is, yeah. It looks like something that has been written really by a poet, mm-hmm. because it should be chaque amour morte a fait place à une nouvelle.
Exactly. So every dead love or every past love have made place to a new one.
Yeah.
So one dies and then the other one is born, right? Mm-hmm. That's life. Sometimes you love and you lose that love, but you get a new one. Okay, what else?
Et vous, et vous, et vous.
And you, and you, and you.
Et toi, Marco, qui ambitionnait simplement d'être heureux dans la vie.
And you, Marco, who aspire only to be happy in life.
As-tu réussi ton pari?
Have you managed your bet?
Et toi, François? Et toi, Laurence? Et toi, Marion?
And you, Francis, and you, Lawrence, and you, Marion.
I didn't know that Marion was there as well.
That's a very French name, Marion.
Mm-hmm. Et toi, Gégé? Yeah, Gégé is not is like a short name for Grégoire or Gérald or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have
Gégé.
Like really Gégé.
Yeah. Mm.
Et toi, Bruno? Et toi, Evelyne?
The same. And you, Gégé, Bruno, and Evelyne, what about you guys?
Yeah, it looks like a lot of them turned up, no?
Yeah, I know. Everybody showed up. Okay, so we're going to listen to the last verse.
Et ben, c'est formidable, les copains. On s'est tout dit, on serre la main. On peut pas mettre 10 ans sur table. Comme on est tard, c'est d'être au Scrabble. Dans la vitrine, je vois le reflet d'une lycéenne derrière moi. Elle part à gauche, je la suivrai. Si c'est à droite, attendez-moi. Attendez-moi. Attendez-moi.
We're back?
Eh bien, c'est formidable, les copains.
Well, it's great, pals, friends.
On s'est tout dit, on serre la main.
We all said we will shake our hands or we will shake the hand.
Mm-hmm. And here again, it's like, on serre la main, it should be, on se serre la main.
Mm-hmm.
But the way French people, we say it, it's like so fast, so we say, on serre la main.
Yeah, because you don't want to say on se serre la main.
Exactly, yeah.
You just want to go fast.
Yeah, but the expression is se serrer la main. On ne peut pas mettre 10 ans sur table.
We cannot fit 10 years on the table. Saying like a lot of things has happened.
Yeah.
So you cannot say it all in one night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Comme on étale ses lettres au Scrabble.
As it spreads the letters in Scrabble. Okay, here it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, because the verb étaler, as you said, is like to spread.
Yeah.
But like you need to imagine, I think everyone knows what Scrabble is.
Yes.
When you've got a word, you mm-hmm. go like, yeah, I've got one. And then you just like, you can say that when you put your letters on the game, you know, on the table,
mm-hmm.
étaler, it's like to put them down.
Oh, okay. So place them down, étaler.
It has a sense of place them and show them.
Okay, mm-hmm. perfect.
Dans la vitrine, je vois le reflet.
In the window, I see the reflection.
D'une lycéenne derrière moi.
Of a high school student behind me. Oh, I think she arrived.
Séverine?
Yeah. Well, basically, he's sitting down with the friends talking, and suddenly, in the reflection, he can see a student behind him, which is the lycéenne.
Okay.
Okay, so she's behind.
So she was not there yet.
No.
Uh-huh.
So this is actually a high school reunion.
Uh-huh. Elle part à gauche, je la suivrai.
If she goes left, I will follow her.
Si c'est à droite, attendez-moi.
If she's on the right, then wait for me.
Attendez-moi, attendez-moi, attendez-moi.
Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me.
So what, if she goes right... He's going to follow his friend. Attendez-moi. He says that to his friend. If she goes left, he's going to follow her.
Yeah, basically he's saying, whatever happens, I'm going to follow her.
Ah, whatever happens. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
okay.
He goes left, right, I don't care. I'll just follow her.
Okay. On s'était dit rendez-vous dans 10 ans.
We said to have an appointment in 10 years.
Même jour, même heure, même pomme.
Same day, same time, same faces.
On verra quand on aura 30 ans.
We will see each other when we have 30 years old.
Si on est devenu des grands hommes.
If we became great men.
Des grands hommes.
Great men, great men.
Tiens, si on se donnait rendez-vous dans 10 ans.
Well, if we have an appointment in 10 years. Wow. Well, it's really cool. I think this song basically talks about friendship.
Exactly.
About life. What have you done? What have you become? And I think there's a lot of pressure from a lot of people. I don't know. I actually just met my high school friends.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And it's amazing. Some of them married, kids and job. And it's great to see them again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
good sometimes to take a break and just like to like look back and see what happened and
what have you done?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or what you haven't done.
Exactly. So we hope you don't get very depressed on this song. Just no, be happy.
Of course.
It's a great song.
I'm gonna finish on a good note anyways, because looking back, you know that singer here is the first guy I saw live on a concert.
No way.
Yeah, Patrick Bruel.
How old were you?
I was 13, 14.
Yeah. Who did you go with? Your friends?
Or? Yeah, a good friend of mine, a girl, was in love with Patrick Bruel, obviously, like all the girls at the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then she asked me to go with her. And since I didn't know the singer that well, but I didn't mind. So I said, yeah, I'm going to come with you. Perfect, yeah.
And then you became a fan.
Yeah, kind of. What I remember is that she spent all the concert on my shoulder. You know, she was like so into it. She said, oh, can I go on her shoulder? I said, yeah. I didn't realize it was for the whole concert.
That is so nice of you. So you carry her all the time.
Yeah, most of the time. Exactly.
You're
most
such a gentleman, Amori.
And she was so excited. She was like, keep on moving her legs. Like, and you know, she looked at me once. She said, I swear. He looked at me. He looked at me in the eyes. I said, yeah, but stop moving your legs. Whatever.
That is typical. When you go to a concert, if the guy looks at you, it's great. You know, it's like, wow, he looked at me. Yeah. They're just human beings. But anyway, he's a great actor, singer. Whatever he does it well. So if you have any questions or comments, just come to frenchpod.com. We'll see you. Au revoir.
Salut. Tiens, si on se donnait rendez-vous dans 10 ans.